So as we come in gratitude to this Thanksgiving, which is, of course, a secular holiday, but the church has really thought it's very appropriate to celebrate as well in a liturgical way, I think it's really important to look back at some of our ancestors and the founders of our country and just kind of consider the reason for this holiday. So the way that the United States formed is somewhat complicated. There was kind of a mass movement over here from various different countries, but as the English were settling in the 1600s, the Mayflower it planted in Plymouth, which was a little bit more north than they intended to. And they really had no conception of how cold it would be in Plymouth. And for our own knowledge, Plymouth is basically even with us, right, in Chicago. And so it's cold. And they were not expecting the winters to be as difficult as they were, to the point where they ended up losing about half of the members that came over. And so it was a very hard year. But interestingly, about 90 Native Americans from a local tribe really assisted and helped the pilgrims. And these were Native Americans who were kind of picked on by other Native Americans, you might say. There was a lot of tribal warfare at the time. And so the feast, the initial feast, we think, was about a three-day feast. There were several Indians that came, and the Native Americans and those who survived this really tough winter came together to give thanks to God. In 1863, kind of in a rough time for our country, when the Civil War was kind of going to the north at this point, but we were very divided, Abraham Lincoln proclaimed that today, the day that we have today, so this Thursday, is the official Thanksgiving Day, and it's an official holiday. Before him, Washington also instituted it, but it was not a national holiday, and it kind of went on and off for the years in between Washington and Lincoln. But I'd like to also read a few of Lincoln's words on this holiday. 1863. Thanksgiving and praise to our beneficent Father who dwells in the heavens. So Lincoln here is just thanking God. And then he says, and he calls upon the American people as he's instituting this holiday, these words. He says, with humble penitence for our national perversiveness, so kind of like our bad doing, and disobedience. So we need to be penitent for all the bad things that we do. This is our U.S. president. We need to do penance to God for the bad things that we do as Americans. And we fervently implore the interposition of the Almighty Hand to heal the wounds of our nation. And so, a few takeaways from the origins of this holiday, I think, for me, are it's really interesting that sometimes the more wealth that we accumulate and the more prosperity that we have as human beings, the less grateful we actually become. There's a famous saying in the Psalms, I believe it's Psalm 49. In his riches, man lacks wisdom. In his riches, man lacks wisdom. And so as we grow in wealth and we start to do really well, sometimes we forget the fact that we are completely and utterly dependent upon God. the God who holds all of creation together, the God who began the material world, the spiritual world, the God who sustained us in our mother's womb, as we heard in the first reading of Sirach. So you just imagine God just molding us and taking care of us like a parent holding an infant. And God, the God who gives us life. And sometimes it's hard to see those things when we're wealthy and prosperous, which all of us really kind of are in modern America for the most part. And it's a really good gauge just to see what's our spiritual temperature like. Is to just kind of look at ourselves and see, like, am I grateful? Or am I always complaining about something? And that's a good gauge for those around us. We want to surround ourselves with healthy people who help us to grow in gratitude towards God and towards our existence and all the things that God gives us. And sometimes it's hard to see those things when everything's going well. We all know that we've been in those situations, like these pilgrims were, these first pilgrims from England, where things are bad. And those are the times that, ironically, we tend to recognize that everything depends on God. So it's times when we lose someone, when things are tough, when things are scarce, and there's this movement in us, this surge that reaches out to God, and we thank Him for the things that He's given us. God has given us so much. He's given us our lives, our natural lives. He's given us our families, these little communities. We don't all come from perfect families, but He's given us families. He's given us friends and people in our lives. And He's given us salvation. He's given us Himself. He died for us. That's how much He loves us. And He's always, always working, as Jesus says in the gospel, to take care of us like little children and bring us along the way. And He doesn't want us to fret. He wants us to be thankful, to ask, and to receive. Jesus, we thank You for the great gifts that You have endowed on all of us. Thanks for the gift of this country, where we're still able to practice freedom of religion. Thank You for those who came before us that paved the way, many with their own lives, to make our country possible and our prosperous existence possible. Thank You for the gift of our health, of our faith, of the people that You've put around us. We're so thankful. Help us to live in gratitude and really intentionally live in gratitude, Lord. Help us also with grateful hearts to follow Your commandments, to do what You've asked us to do, to reverence Your law in the ways that You've asked us to live. Help us to serve others and not orient all of our energy and actions towards ourselves. Help us to not be greedy, but to give, Lord, to be generous with those gifts that You have given us. We ask all these things through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.